Fox News Radio.
Of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 on May the 18th, and we're right in the middle of Rodeo Week. Yesterday, the big, big shootout and the bank robbery, of course, and the clues. We play the clues here on Free Fire Media on KCNR. We play them all during the day, and today's clue is, and we'll say it a few more times, Edward Scissorhands and Charlie Krueger could come into play. The Asphalt Cowboy Cops will ruin their day. All right, that's the clue to the Lone Strangers, and now where the loot is. Remember, it's never on private property. Millions of dollars spent for a hiding place. At night, it gives you no time to pace. Don't look at the obvious. It has its own concrete grace. Good morning. Carl Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning. And the weather looks like we're going to get a break, and then again, maybe not. What do you think there, Bad Bob?
Well, Carl, good morning, and chance of showers or maybe two during the morning, followed by partly cloudy skies. High should be around 71 degrees. Some winds out of the north up to about 10 miles an hour. Then this evening, a possible stray thunderstorm. You know, last night they had actually a tornado warning down in Tehama County. Tomorrow should be generally sunny with a high of 82. Right now downtown, 46 degrees. This report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards, and that's this weekend. This weekend is Linda's birthday. She's out there on the 21st. She'll be singing along with Lou White and Rick Hill. It's going to be a great evening, and but you're going to need reservations if you want to be in the music room, or probably just reservations at 474-5546. And some old vineyards are going to have special menus out there. It's going to be a good time. It's Tiara night. It's just going to have a great time, and singing, dancing, eating, the whole thing. It's all going to be good. Okay, all right, Bad Bob.
Yes, sir.
It appears that the impregnator has now admitted to a love child that's like 14 years old. Is this
14?
How old? Somebody tell me this is a 14-year-old child that he's admitted to having? I mean, one of the staff? They say the staff knew about it, too. They just kind of kept it quiet. I mean, okay, you know, I don't talk about Britney Spears. I don't talk about the other stuff. But this is just... this is just kind of goes over the type. Yeah. And of course, that revelation is what caused Maria to say that she was leaving. It was of heartbreaking times. Here's what it is. The child was born before Schwarzenegger began a 7-year stint in public office. So I say it was 14. That's what I heard today. So maybe it's not.
Did she say hasta la vista, baby?
Yeah. It's no... and she said, don't bother saying, I'll be back. You know, this whole thing is, you know, what is it about the Republicans? What is it? I mean, you know, okay, they're not all Republicans, but a lot of Republicans do these strange things. It's Democrats, too, you know, governors that become client number 9 and all that, which is the name of a bad movie. You know, the whole thing. So it's the fact, you know, Schwarzenegger... it lives a double life, and then you think to yourself all this time, you know, they're used as, you know, oh, look, married 25 years. Well, I have a feeling that Maria knew about this a while ago and stayed with him until his time in office was over. Anyway.
Until the appearance no longer needed to be kept up.
There's other names that's coming over the chat room for him, too, by the way, that we can't use. But it's the
FCC regulations.
Yeah, FCC regulations. That was a good one, Angel. Yeah, the chat room is open at KCNR1460.com. And our phone lines here are 605-4567 right here at KCNR1460. It's Free Fire Radio. We're going to take a quick break. We've got a lot on the show today. We're going to be talking about protest down at the Social Security office. We're going to be talking about what happened at the city council last night. And then Sheriff Tom Basinko is going to be on. You know, this whole week is going to be one of constant of movement and even attention deficit disorder at times. But stay with us. You're going to like this show. Carl and Linda Bott, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Caregivers, it is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door, and shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for three Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include a brand new day, Ray Tegra Strands Orthopedics, Mercy Medical Center, Advanced Imaging, Medical Home Care Professionals, Shasta County Veteran Services, and MD Imaging. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Siebert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR.
Furniture for life, Cuber's Furniture. Everything we do is all about you.
You love your home, and you love to improve it. So get into Kubler's Furniture for the Love Your Home sale. You'll love the great savings during this sale, and you'll find great brand names like Broyhill. Love your bedroom and a great night's sleep with a queen mattress set from Simmons, starting at $399. Love your living room with a gorgeous plush sofa from Broyhill for $719. Love 1 year, same as cash upon credit approval with minimum payments. It's time to love your home and hurry into Kubler's Furniture. Choose from the vast selection of in-stock merchandise that will enhance the home you love. Go to Facebook and like Kubler's to be entered for weekly prize drawings.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
Love your home and great pricing during this sale at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery. 1894 Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sales. See store for details.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
Hey, how about lunch with me on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday from 12 to 1, unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. Take a break, tune in, and join the conversation about politics, culture, and the conservative perspective. What happens nationally affects our state, our hometown, and our families. Call in and voice your opinion. Chances are, if it matters to you, it matters to a lot of people. The Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday from 12 to 1. Be there.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's get into the chat room with us. 7:14 in the morning on May the 18th, in the middle of rodeo week. There's a lot going on. We'll be talking about that. But right now we have two guests in the studio. Dana Duggins and John Ertle. And they are members of the American Federation of Government Employees. And they're here to talk about a town hall meeting concerning Social Security.
Absolutely.
So who's first?
Well,
Shasta County Citizens for Democracy asked us to participate in a town hall meeting this Sunday at the Reading Library at 2 p.m. For the purpose of talking about just generalizing. We have had protests at the Social Security Administration.
What are you protesting?
The budget, the lack thereof of a budget, and the effect it has on public service and
those damn Democrats
and Social Security employees' ability to do their job.
Okay,
so,
now how does that work? Because I remember reading about it because people had to take furloughs.
Well, the budget was going to affect not only salaries, but it was going to cut back drastically on, it would result in furloughs that would affect service, and it would result in like 40% cut in our staffing on any given week between now and the end of the fiscal year. But they came through, and we got better budget than what they were talking about. We didn't get the budget that was proposed by the president, but we got enough to keep us open for the rest of the fiscal year.
Yeah, that pesky old checks and balances, huh?
You know, we've got 750,000 disability claims backlogged, and these folks have been waiting and waiting and waiting and deserve a decision. And, you know, for every day that we don't have somebody there to work a case, it's just that backlog grows, and meanwhile, people are suffering. So we're glad that we're working.
And one of the main issues that we're going to talk about on Sunday afternoon at the library is going to be internet claims and how many Americans, AFGE, the American Federation of Government Employees, how internet claims really can disadvantage the public. You answer the questions as well as you can, but ultimately you could very well be disadvantaging yourself.
How come?
Well, there's been such a rush to get things done electronically that the applications have been simplified, and the staff has been told, we have a very well-trained staff at Social Security.
Do you work down there?
We're both employees of the agency.
Okay.
But we're also, I'm a union official, a national union official, so I work on issues with Congress on Social Security. I have been a whistleblower four times.
Are we going to be running out of money? I don't want to change your subject here.
But we still have
time here.
Yeah. That is the great myth.
Okay.
No.
It's not.
The answer is no.
Okay, so those government agencies that are saying that we're going to be running out of money in 2020...
It depends on who you're listening to. I mean, if you listen to the Social Security trustees, which are bipartisan appointed by Congress and both presidents past and present, the trust fund is solvent. The trust fund has money coming in. It has surpluses, and those surpluses continue to grow. There's not a... infinitive amount of money that's going to be available forever. At some point, you're only so far out. But right now, they're out to 2046, I think, is what they came up with last week.
Yeah, well, that's what I heard.
But I bet you don't have enough money in the bank to pay your bills till 2046. But Social Security does. And when the economy picks up, that number's going to go further out.
I'm not sure I'll be really worrying about it in 2046.
But the average bank doesn't have their money there till 2046.
So what you're saying is that if no other money comes in between now and 2046, it runs out.
Correct.
So but if it continues to come in,
that number continues.
Albeit at a lower rate because there's less people working and more people taking it out, though.
Not necessarily. We've been at a lower rate the last couple of years, and we're still in surpluses. Okay. I don't think it's expected to drop off. The economy is expected to pick up, which means more workers, more people pay in.
Yeah. Well, this is something that I'd like to have. We can have another discussion about. That's not what y'all came on. It was to talk about your town hall. But I think Social Security is, and having two people that are employees in the Social Security is really a good way to do that. Talk about just how, you know, are we, you know, you're making it sound like, yeah, you know, it's going to be solvent, in your opinion.
In my opinion.
What would change it?
My opinion?
Yeah, of course.
Well,
you know, because at one time, nobody could touch the Social Security funds. And then I think it was back in the 60s or under Nixon or somebody that they said, now you can reach into Social Security and start using it for other items besides the retirement funds. And now it's being used for several different,
well, several different
ways of helping people that wasn't really started for.
I'm not sure what you're referring
well,
to.
Well, I mean, aren't they pulling? I understand as they pull money out. Social Security was set up to supplement people in their elder years, and now Social Security money is going to children and people with problems.
No, it's always been. It started off as a retirement program.
Right. Well, supplement to a retirement program.
And then in the 50s, Congress made it, added the disability program. Now, it's always covered survivors, which is children, where the wage earner has died, and they continue to pay that.
But then it went into disability.
Well, disability in the 50s, and that's under the insured status. I think you're referring to the SSI program, which came along in 1974. Which was poorly managed by the states, and the federal government decided to bring some continuity to the program, and that's how we got that. But that money is actually reimbursed to Social Security by the general general fund of the government. Congress actually pays for that.
Okay, so that's reimbursed every year?
Every year.
Okay, that's really interesting. Hey, we got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, our guests are Dana Duggins and John Ertle. We're talking Social Security, but we're going to go back to what they originally wanted to talk about, was their town hall meeting. This is Free Fire Radio.
Crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Be on the lookout for the lone stranger and sidekick robbing a local bank and hiding the loot. You can win cash just by listening to the clues and unmasking those scoundrels. Wednesday is the street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Saturday morning it's parade time in downtown Reading starting at 10 a.m. Thursday is the start of the 63rd annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday events are still on sale now at the Reading Convention Center box office by phone at 225-4130 or online at readingconventioncenter.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action along with entertainment from the One-Armed Bandit, the Budweiser Clydesdales, Barrelman Crash Cooper, and of course, Bull Riding. Get ready, Reading, it's rodeo time. Get your tickets to all the rodeo action at the Reading Convention Center box office.
Whether you own a home, apartment building, or business, it is important to ensure that you keep your landscaping up to date to avoid soil erosion and having to replace grass, shrubs, and trees. Action Property Maintenance can help you. Action Property Maintenance handles building maintenance, landscaping, parking lot sweeping, house painting, complete yard maintenance, and much more. For outstanding professional maintenance above the rest, call Action Property Maintenance at 209-3363 or 276-3805. Providing great service and taking pride in results is more than just words, it's what they do. Contact Action Property Maintenance today for a free estimate at 209-3363 or 276-3805.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Linda Botlin is on assignment today, 7:25 in the morning on May the 18th. It looks like it's going to be a little thunderstorms later on today. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Dish Satellite at its best, but you got to call the local number, 244-1988. Talk to Doug Tooley, because if you don't, you're going to call that 800 number. You're going to get somebody in a different atmosphere that may not even speak world. They could be speaking something from a dialect from another galaxy. So call 244-1988. Talk to Doug Tooley. Guarantees his work. It's local. Money stays local. All of his employees are local. Our guest, Dana Duggins and John Ertle from the Social Security Administration. They work here, but they're both members of the American Federation of Government Employees. And they're having a town hall meeting to explain to people why, what's going on with Social Security.
Well,
and to answer those misconceptions that we have.
That was the purpose we were asked to do this, and I think what you just did, what you just brought up earlier, with regards to, we always thought Social Security paid for SSI, which isn't correct. There are a lot of assumptions out there. People hear stories from their neighbor, their friends, you know, their relative back east. This is their experience. This is what they've been told, which is really dangerous when it comes to applying for benefits online. Because they push, and they're pushing, and they're pushing to do that more and more and more. We're advising people, don't do that. We have trained personnel that are there to advise you and help you make decisions and give you all your options. You have no options other than you fill out the form. And what you put in that form is what you live with. And we're finding, on average, about 87% of the applications done online, people are disadvantaging themselves benefits. This is not a good thing. Another example of a situation, people think, men in general, think that their ex-wives are going to cost them benefits. If I claim I had an ex-wife, therefore it's going to hurt my pension. And that's not true. So you don't need to misrepresent your marriages on the application when you answer a question. If you come in, I can usually tell if you probably been married or not.
So how many times do you think Bad Bob's been married?
Not a clue.
Come on, Bad Bob's over here. He claims 10, I think more.
Typically, though, when you're 62 and you tell me that you've never been married before and you've got children and things happen, then I have to tell you, did you know that that really does not affect your benefits? Well, I didn't know that. Well, the next thing you know,
so now how many
we
times
get the answers.
Yeah.
And but that's important because that's, you know, that's
shouldn't
benefits.
You shouldn't lie on those forms.
But it could be benefits that affect a widow at some point, or surviving spouse, adult disabled children.
If you've been married twice, or three times, or 10 times like Bad Bob,
okay,
and he passes away, do all of his ex-wives get a piece of it?
It depends how long he was married to each of them.
Really?
And it depends whether they have remarried. And okay. as I was
what do you mean
saying,
by how long?
Usually it's 10 years. But like all things in government service, there are exceptions to the rule. If he was married to somebody for 2 years and he passed away suddenly, she's potentially, and that's always the big word, potentially entitled to benefits. And again, these are things that most people don't know. They hear stories from their friends, their neighbors, their coworkers, their sisters, their brothers. And in my experience,
Is that from his Social Security earnings? Or is that just, I mean, if he's got two wives and that, yeah, we got to leave here, two wives that he was married to for 10 years each time, do each of them take part of it? Or then he's got a third wife?
Again, they are potentially entitled, okay, depending on what their situation is at the time.
But it's not going to affect his benefits.
Right.
It's gonna affect,
I understand that.
It's going to affect benefits that would be available to a family, okay, but not his personal retirement.
Okay, well, we've got to run here. This is exciting. So when's the town hall meeting?
2 p.m. this Sunday at the Reading Library in the community room.
And you're there to answer all the questions?
Yep.
And we'll have you back on another time to talk Social Security questions because, you know, really, it's pretty interesting because there's a lot of misinformation out there. See, Bob, you didn't have to lie about the 10 wives. Okay, our guests have been Donna Duggins and John Ertle.
members of the American Federation of Government Employees, and they work down to Social Security. And by the way, it's not just Social Security that's backed up 700-something thousand. It's also the VA.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
And they're trying to figure that one out, too. Yep. Okay, we come back. We've got Gary Cadd here. We're going to be talking about what happened at the city council last night. They're selling Stillwater land. They're giving them rate reductions. It was a 4-to-1 vote. Let's find out who voted against it. We'll give you a couple minutes to figure this one out. Carl on the bot, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and this is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are searching for direction in early morning trading, but at 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was actually down 18 points. It's been a busy morning for earnings. Target's earnings came in above expectations at 99 cents per share, but revenue for the quarter was short of estimates. The retailer's CEO says strong results from the company's credit card business helped offset weakness in retail sales. And fellow discount retailer BJ's reported a double beat during the first quarter. Both earnings and revenue came in above Wall Street expectations. The company says results were boosted by sales for food and gasoline. General Mills is buying a controlling stake in French yogurt company Yoplait for about $1.15 billion. Under the deal, General Mills will take a 51% stake in Yoplait SAS. The food maker will also hold a 50% interest in a related entity that holds the worldwide Yoplait brands. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:35 in the morning, May the 18th. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines, and we're streaming and chatting as many of you. John, Sungo, Valerie, Indie Guy, Mike, so all of these, and y'all, you know, everything has started out with the impregnator and worked its way down. So get into KCNR 1460, just go onto your computer, just click on Listen on Air, and you can just join the chat room real easy and become part of our chat pack. Now, before I get into our guest, Gary Cadd, I have four tickets. That's right, four tickets for rodeo. Four tickets for rodeo on Thursday night. That's tomorrow night. It's going to be presented, rain or shine, no refunds. I've got them right here. Four tickets, and I'm giving them away to the second person who calls. The second person who calls, 605-4567, free tickets to the rodeo on Thursday. Free tickets to the rodeo on Thursday. 605-4567, the second caller. The second caller. The phones are ringing. We have a winner, it looks like. First, there's people that sacrifice yourself. The next won't be so easy, my friends. I've got a few more left. Okay. Gary Cadd, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, what happened last night at the city council, my friend?
Well, last night, at the start of the meeting in the public comment period, Reading resident Mary Morin stepped forward, and she was talking to the council about doing something about speed limits and speeding in residential areas.
Uh-huh.
She had a meeting with Gary Otrumba and Brian Crane of the Public Works Department, which takes care of our traffic. And it was quite interesting listening to her talk, because I do find that that we do have speeding in our residential areas. Of course, part of that can possibly come from that we have a reduced police force in the city of Reading. And we've laid off a number of police officers, and have police officers retire, and those positions haven't been filled.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another thing to be looking at there. But I think overall, I think we as citizens of the city of Reading need to start watching our speeding. It seems like that we're driving faster and faster, and the only thing that's going to cause is more accidents, more injuries, ruin somebody's day. So it's something that we need to be thinking about.
Okay. Okay, we have a winner. Donna, you won the tickets. You come down here to KCNR on 1326 Market Street. They will be in an envelope with your name. You will have to take them. They will have to be picked up from Ann from 8 to noon, Monday through Friday. If you can't make it during that time frame, you need to give me a call personally at 605-4565, and I'll make sure that you will get them. But between 8 and 12, today or tomorrow, and you have four tickets to the rodeo. Donna, thanks for listening. Hey, Gary, then do you think it's time to put out cameras to watch people speed, so they can you know, judge their speed, put little radar traps all around town?
Well, you know, the thing with it is, with the camera setup that we have in town right now, where's the money going? I mean,
the money, and if it's over $6,000 a month, from what I understand, and I'm thinking $6,000 because that's what I think Leonard Modi told me years ago. They're charging $6,000 a month. Anything over $6,000 comes to us. Anything under $6,000 and under goes to them. And if they only make $100 that month, that's, you know, they pay for it.
Well, I don't know about the $6,000 thing. I hadn't heard that before. And although it may be true, but at the same time, if we're I don't like the traffic cameras, number one. But number two, if we're using traffic cameras, maybe we need to own the traffic cameras in the city of Reading so that that money stays here instead of goes someplace else.
I would like that. I mean, how hard can it be?
Well, it can't be. And it would pay for itself. I mean, there's quite a chunk of money going on there. So,
oh, yeah. Wait, we got to take a break here. When we come back, they're talking about selling the Stillwater land. They're talking that, to the paper company. Mm-hmm. And there's still a lot of questions. I mean, we've got people in here that are just rabid against this. And I don't mean that in a bad sense, but yeah. I guess that's the right word. They're really opposed to having Southwest Paper Company come in there because they're just not sure what they are. They're not sure if they're for real. And we end up putting a lot of money out, and then they just, you know, they fold their tents and, you know, go softly into the night.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about that, and talk about possibilities are coming up if that money is cut from the vehicle licensing fees.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Lindebot, 7:40 in the morning, right here on Free Fire Radio.
Join us in celebrating 18 amazing years at Wind River Casino and play the amazing Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer. Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. Ask about double and triple entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at the weekly drawings and the big giveaway on Tuesday, May 31st, where you can pull away your very own 2011 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer. For more information on Wind River's amazing Swipe to Win promotion, log on to WindRiver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer from Harrison's Marine and RV in Reading. It's better on the river.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl Lindebot, 7:43 in the morning on May the 18th. Linda is on assignment. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, you want to go to a place that's just great, and they serve you great coffee at Espresso Joe's, and everybody is nice to you and polite, and it's just a good place to go to, and it's a place that gives discounts to veterans, and it takes care of our community. That's Tobacco and Brew. I mean that. I mean, they're having a meeting tonight, in fact, that's showing people how to make yogurt. It's for health foods and stuff in their community room, because that's what they do, Joel and Shelley. I mean, it's if you're going to, you know, go get some coffee, or if you're going to buy, you know, pounds of coffee, get it there. If you're going to go into a place to get, you know, any type of tobacco accessory, go to Tobacco and Brew. There's just, they do so much for our community. It comes back to us. It's 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, my guest, Gary Cadd. Gary, they're going to sell, it looks like, 125 acres to Southwest Paper for $10.7 million. And they would forgive, the city would forgive $7.3 million of that purchase price if Southwest Paper builds a 425,000-square-foot plant and creates 250 jobs in 4 years. And the jobs must pay 110% of the Shasta County median wage, or about $16.50 per hour. And REU is going to offer them $100,000 in incentives to boost energy efficiency at its plant 20% above California Title 24. Also give the firm a 20% rate discount for 10 years. And I'm getting this from Scott Mobley out of the Record Searchlight, by the way. Good report there, Scott. And the firm deposited $52,000 to show good faith. So what do you think about this? You've been watching this and following this.
Well, there's some other information out there that I was surprised wasn't brought up last night that probably needs to be brought into this this subject, is how solid is Southwest Paper and what kind of a situation we're getting ourselves into. But having said that, this is a good deal. I'm not so sure that giving property away, at least we're not giving it away this time, there is going to be some money coming into it. So it's for this amount of jobs, for the setup that's already set into place, I guess it's a pretty good deal.
Well, you know, the big thing that has come up before, and one of our listeners and who also is in the chat room also has stood up before and talked about this. Vociferously about Southwest Paper, is the men running it and how they've had nothing but financial problems, mm-hmm. bankruptcies, court cases against other members of the family. I mean, it just goes on and on. And can we trust this group? I assume, I trust that our city council and the people doing the negotiation have taken all this into account, and that these people have brought in their bona fides that says, yeah, we can do this. I mean, we have the backing, we have the ability to do this, and we can do this.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if after 3 or 4 years that they've used up, you know, all of our goodwill, and they haven't built a plant that's 725,000 square feet?
Or we wind up having a half-built plant on city property that we have to deal with. I mean,
yeah, there you go.
There's some ramifications there that we just don't know how it's going to work out. So, like you say, I hope this thing has been vetted to the point that we're not getting ourselves into a bad position.
Oh yeah. Okay. The possible loss of these funds from the vehicle licensing fee.
Mm-hmm.
This could be just such a tremendous, tremendous blow to us.
Yeah, it's going to be probably, if I recall correctly, the Sheriff Pasinko said it was $1.4 million to the county and $700,000 to the city. And
by the way, Sheriff Pasinko is going to be on at our 8 o'clock hour. But yeah, I mean, You're really in tune with the city council. What are you picking up on that? Anything?
Well, another issue came up. Mr. Jones brought up an issue where the council brings up issues and talks about them, and there are items that they could put on a future agenda. And one of those items last night was that Mr. Jones was talking about that the city would do well to look into the budgetary problems if this REU lawsuit
Oh my gosh, that's $6 million.
Right, $6 million. And what Mr. Jones was talking about was could we look into it to see what the ramifications would be? In other words, what it is taking the rose colored glasses off and putting on the reality of 2011 glasses and looking at what kind of cuts would we have to make if this were to
now
go through.
Now that $6.5 million comes out of the general fund.
Out of the general fund and back into RU.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be a retroactive. I hope not. I don't think they're trying to do that. But that $6.5 million that comes out goes back to RU.
Right.
Now, the only thing I could think of doing is that what RU then lowers its, since the city can't use it, that's another $6.5 million a year. Now, I don't know about you, but I think that's policemen, infrastructure, your first responders, and we're already closing things down. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. We've got to take a break here. It's going to be interesting to see what can you do to make that up. And I don't know what else you can cut. So the only thing I can see is fees. And taxes are going to come in.
Right. Well, let's talk about it on this.
Okay. Carl, and about our guest, Gary Cadd, we're talking possible ramifications of that $6.5 million being taken out of the general fund if the lawsuit against REU and the city goes through. And we're going to also talk about a couple of the things here that will interest you, including the weather when we get back. This is Free Fire Radio.
Miss the summer music series at Anselmo Vineyards every Saturday night in the music room. New artists will be appearing with wonderful musicians like Chris Lauer, Holly Day, Carrie Robinson, Charles Villona, Rick Hill, Candace Lavolsi, Pat Karch, Lou White, Bruce Kalin, Dan Kinkle, and yours truly, Linda Bott. Make your reservations now at 474-5546. That's every Saturday night for the Summer Music Series at Anselmo Vineyards. Enjoy five-star cuisine, breathtaking ambiance, and great wine tasting. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Whether you own a home, apartment building, or business, it is important to ensure that you keep your landscaping up to date to avoid soil erosion and having to replace grass, shrubs, and trees. Action Property Maintenance can help you. Action Property Maintenance handles building maintenance, landscaping, parking lot sweeping, house painting, complete yard maintenance, and much more. For outstanding professional maintenance above the rest, call Action Property Maintenance at 209-3363 or 276-3805. Providing great service and taking pride in results is more than just words, it's what they do. Contact Action Property Maintenance today for a free estimate at 209-3363 or 276-3805.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
One, two, three, here we go.
Linda Bott, on the spot. Linda Bott, on the spot.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me right here on KCNR 1460, Thursday nights at 6 p.m. we're going to be talking about film, fashion, fun, what's hot and what's not, or On the Spot with Linda Bott, Thursdays here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you by Elegant Soul, the Mount Shasta Mall, Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, Dandelion Boutique. See you Thursday night.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Yeah, I'm in a good mood, except Linda's not here. She's on assignment. 7:55 in the morning on May the 18th. There's a lot of stuff going on. But hey, Bad Bob, let's talk a little bit about weather here.
Well, Carl, looks like we could have a stray thunderstorm, not one of the domesticated type, possible through the evening. Low should be 51 tonight. Today's high around 71. And last night we had an unusual event down in Tehama County, an actual tornado warning. Now, the difference between a watch and a warning, a watch is what the Weather Service thinks is going to happen. A warning is it's actually happening, and I guess there are some pictures out that a funnel cloud was spotted in Tehama County. We don't get the big ones, but it's enough to ruin your day if it hits your house.
Well, you know what? We have an emergency activation system here that sends out things, emergency alert system, that comes in. Everybody has to have one. And on this one today, we looked at it, and it says tornado watch, or tornado was it, warning, right?
Yeah.
And we don't get those very often. Now, the other thing about it is when you start talking about stray thunderstorms and stray tornadoes, I just realize is that there's so many strays that come into my backyard. You know, I just don't need a stray thunderstorm in my backyard.
Right now, 48 degrees weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And we're going to have a great time at Anselmo Vineyards this weekend, Saturday, May 21st. Make your reservations, 474-5546. It's Linda's birthday. She'll be singing. There's going to be a band up there. There's going to be dancing, tiaras. There's going to be giveaways. This is stuff they're going to give away. Horseback rides, they're going to give away these really nice baskets. They have free dinners and all this because Anselmo's are putting on a little birthday party there for Linda, and it's really nice of them to do that. But you know, but you're gonna need to make reservations. Call 474-5546, and just say, hey, it's for Linda's party. I don't know if there's any spots left, but you might want to give them a call. Our guest is Gary Cadd. Gary, you know, it's not just the $6.5 million from that lawsuit. It could even be worse than that.
Well, yeah, the city is also taking $2.1 million. The late fees that are charged on the RU bills is being taken out, has been for some time. Some of it was put back into the general fund. It goes back and forth. But anyway, figuring $2.1 million, that is the late fees, and that late fees was originally set up. That money was set up to help pay the working poor and the poor, help them with their electric bills, and that's been put into the general fund. So really, there's $8.45 million is taken out of REU and put into the general fund.
Yeah.
Now keep in mind one thing: when the rates went up the last 2 years, 7.84%, 1% equates to $900,000. So basically, the $6 million would take care of those rate increases that we've had the last 2 years. In other words, each year, if there was a 7.84 increase, the $6 million, if it were put back in REU, those increases would.
So we wouldn't have increases.
We wouldn't have those. That's correct. It might be a few dollars one way or the other, but it basically would take care of it.
You know what? You know, for such a, you know, for a 100,000 person town, we just have so much stuff going on here. I mean, this is a 2 hour show and we can just barely touch on it. We hit Social Security, we've got REU, we've got Southwest Paper. Are they going to build a half a building and just leave us there with it? And then I guess we could use it for a handball court, something like that. And now we got Sheriff Pasinko coming in right after, so I'm going to ask him about the sheriff in Yolo County. About his ideas that, yeah, maybe you don't need to carry a concealed weapon.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Not our sheriff. Anyway, what else here? We got like 2 minutes.
Well, real quickly, Mr. Jones brought up last night that it might not be a bad idea for the city staff and council to look at what the ramifications of the of the lawsuit, the $6 million.
What are we going to do?
Devastating.
You know, Big Dog here, and this is Big Dog's first time. Hey, welcome aboard here, Big Dog. On the chat room says, is there a chance we just say, you know, lock arms and just say, okay, we've made a mistake, let's just move forward with this and find a way to go without just ripping the guts out of our budget. You know, maybe put it back. Yeah, well, no, they're not going back retroactively, are they?
No.
Okay,
no,
they're just saying it's got to stop now.
It's got to stop now. But if the case were to go on for 2 years, then it would be, because the case was filed in 11. So if the case was finally settled one way or the other in 13 and say the city had to pay that money back, then there would be $12 million for 2 years instead of just the 1 year. But I think the city needs to look. But they're going to start doing their budget projections now, and in the budget hearing,
they need to look at it.
June 22nd.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, as usual, Gary Cadd. You know, we just love having you come in on the days after that. You know, we didn't talk Charter City, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that at some point. Mm-hmm. So we'll get into that.
We can do that
a week or so. All right. Our guest when we come back will be Sheriff Tom Vasenko. And he's already here and is going back and raiding our coffee area. Hey, tonight at 5 p.m., they're going to start up the chili cook-off, and they're going to the judging at 6. Quick draw contest starts at 6 p.m. And the street dance featuring Double Take is going to be at Buckaroo Flats down at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Everything's happening down there at the Reading Rodeo Grounds and Auditorium Drive today. Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. More Americans are waiting longer to get married. Nearly half of women under 30 still haven't walked down the aisle, nearly double the number in the 1980s. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has a new census report live in Washington.
One reason for that wait, Dave? Education. A growing number of recently married women have at least a bachelor's degree, and the rate of marriages ending in divorce is leveling off. More than half of all U.S. couples have been married at least 15 years. More than a third have celebrated a 25th wedding anniversary. The Census Bureau notes the marriage rate is falling, with a growing number of couples choosing first to live together and earn more money before marriage. Dave?
Jared, coal and timber flowing again on barges on a stretch of the Mississippi closed for a day by high river levels. In rural Louisiana, people are piling sandbags, making little levees around their homes.
You look at it now, you think nothing's going to happen, but in a few days, I'm sure we're going to have a lot of water.
After the floodgates were opened to spare New Orleans and Baton Rouge, the day after Democrats failed to strip oil companies of tax breaks at the Senate, Republicans are pushing for new drilling. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Dave, the GOP says gas prices would fall if domestic supplies rise, hence today's bill to force the Interior Department to grant more drilling leases. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin says, bad premise.
If you take a look at all the known oil reserves in the United States, offshore and onshore, all of them, they comprise 2% of the known oil reserves in the world. 2%.
But like yesterday's vote to repeal oil company tax breaks, this vote to authorize more drilling will probably fall short of the 60 Senate votes needed to survive, Dave.
Rich, the recession had more Americans waiting to buy cars, holding on to their old ones for a year longer than before the economy soured. So with less supply, used car values are rising, dealers paying 30% more on average for a used car or truck than in December 2008. Gas prices down 2 more cents today, according to AAA, the Dow up 23 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hey, I'm Trevor Bain, driver of the number 21 Motorcraft Ford Fusion and winner of the Daytona 500. You know, when I'm on the track, I'm pretty hard on my tires. I actually get them replaced a few times a day. Now, you may not need to replace your tires that often, but when you do, head to your Ford dealership. Ford dealers carry 11 major name brands, so chances are they'll have just the tire you need, with a great rebate on top of their low-price tire guarantee.
Right now, during the Ford dealer's Big Tire and Brake Sales event, buy four Goodyear, Continental, Pirelli, Hankook, Dunlop, or Yokohama tires and get a $100 rebate. $100, and that's on top of the low-price tire guarantee.
When your car or truck needs new tires, head on over to the Ford dealer's Big Tire and Brake Sales event.
Competitors add required for tire guarantee. Stop by any participating dealership or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 531-11.
There are more calls worldwide for Dominic Strauss-Kahn to resign as the head of the International Monetary Fund amid his sex assault case. Germany wants to be sure whoever takes over is European to be better able to handle Europe's debt crisis. As for Kahn,
the New York Department of Corrections says Dominic Strauss-Kahn has an entire jail wing at Rikers Island to himself, a medical device to make sure he doesn't stop breathing during the night, and
he is watched 24 hours a day.
Corrections officer spokesman Norman Seabrook says Strauss-Kahn hasn't tried to harm himself and appears to be in good condition. He's accused of sexually assaulting a maid at his New York hotel last weekend. His next court appearance is Friday. In New York, Jeff Manosso, Fox News Radio.
A little Pennsylvania boy is dead, falling into a 5-foot-deep pit of oil at his parents' restaurant.
The manhole was actually open because they were putting stuff into it from the kitchen area, and he wandered into it.
Vineland Police Lieutenant Matt Finley says rescue crews pulled the 3-year-old out, but he died at a hospital. Do you need a lot of coffee to get going in the morning? It could be good for you.
Harvard researchers studying nearly 50,000 men for 25 years have discovered that those who drank 6 or more cups of coffee a day reduced their risk of developing deadly metastatic prostate cancer by 60% and of developing any form of the disease by 20%. And it doesn't matter whether the coffee is caffeinated or decaffeinated, which suggests the non-caffeine elements in the coffee may provide the benefit. One cancer doctor says, drink more coffee and you won't get prostate cancer is the wrong message. Better to see, he says, if there's something in the coffee that can be turned into an anti-prostate cancer drug. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Endeavour, now at the International Space Station.
How's it going? How are you?
Good. Nice to see you.
Nice. The crew greeting each other. Now they'll be delivering a big science project up to the station as well as a lot of spare parts, because this is the second to last space shuttle mission to the station ever. Atlantis will go there later this year. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:05 on May the 18th of Rodeo Week. Linda's on assignment. We got Bad Bob here. And our phone lines here are 605-4567. Go to KCNR1460.com on the computer, and you can listen to us stream throughout the world, and you can then join our chat room and have your comments. And we've got the Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko here.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I am just peachy. How are you doing, Sheriff?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
You know, the sheriff comes in and he takes coffee, and then he makes coffee. I mean... Bad Bob makes coffee. Everybody makes coffee around here, but you are the only guest we have that will actually walk in, take a look, and say, this has to be fixed, and do it.
Thanks.
I mean, some people will take that last drop and then leave on the coffee.
Oh,
How many times does that happen? Don't you just hate that? It's like, oh no, there's coffee left in there. Yeah, there's enough to put
a wonderful aroma.
There's a teaspoon left.
Yeah, and then you're going, what is that burning smell? It only takes us a little while to figure that one out. Sheriff, welcome back on our regular update.
You bet. I'm always glad to be here.
Well, we're always really happy for you to be here. You know, something happened in Yolo County. I just got to start off with this because I talked about it yesterday. The sheriff of Yolo County, which is just like a little bit south of us, which is in our congressional and assembly district and all that, has just said, and it's gone to court, has said that you don't really need to carry a concealed weapon unless you feel like your life's in danger.
The ruling was close to that. The ruling came out of our Eastern District Federal Court by Judge England, and basically the sheriff of Yolo County requires you to have a reason other than good cause for him to approve a CCW, and that reason would have to be you would need to articulate that your life's in danger, someone's life is in danger, on why you need it. And that is discretionary throughout the state of California for sheriffs or chiefs of police. They're called issuing authorities, and those are the two that can issue CCWs.
Well, now, I mean, everybody knows that the further south you go, the less chance you will ever have of obtaining a concealed carry.
That's correct. I think there are two issued in the county/city of San Francisco, and there are about 64 issued for the county of Los Angeles.
64.
Correct.
Correct.
I don't know how many million people live there.
But several.
Which is strange because many of their gangbangers all carry concealed weapons.
Yeah, but criminals don't abide by the law.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They don't, they don't care. Wait, they don't read the law.
Let my sarcasm drip across the airwaves here. Oh, yeah, criminals don't care. It's just the law-abiding citizens that this will impact on.
And that's really what the majority of laws impact is, are the law-abiding citizen. Do people still speed when the speed limit says 70 miles an hour on the freeway? Sure. But the ones that are within the law try and stay at 70 miles an hour.
Sure. And there's a and Yolo County, I'm sure, has been hit by the economic downturn also. I'm sure they're losing their sheriffs, deputies.
They did a couple of years ago, closed a portion of their jail and had some layoffs as well. And but the sheriff there, that's within his discretion. People that had this before the Eastern District are going to be appealing it to the Ninth Court of Appeals, which is out of the San Francisco Bay Area. And then I don't know if they'll go farther if they lose it there.
Is this a new sheriff?
No, he's been in, I think this is his third or fourth term.
Why do you think this came up right now?
I think it was probably because somebody was denied a CCW permit, or a number of people were denied a CCW permit, and then they were challenging that in court. And we've seen that throughout the state of California, a number of counties or sheriffs being challenged on that.
So he may have been denying these things for years, and finally somebody said, you know what, I have a right to do this. I have a right to carry.
Correct.
Okay, so this is something that has probably, that may have been going on for years then.
Yeah, some sheriffs,
just something just started.
Correct. Some sheriffs require, and it's within the law, require the applicant to take a psychological exam. Well, that's going to be several hundred dollars, depending on where you are in the state of California. And I think the closest one is in the Bay Area that requires that. Others require evidence of proficiency. You have to go out and qualify with the firearm.
Well, I don't have too much of a problem with that
right.
one. You know, I think we do that. I mean, you have to be able to show that you can handle a weapon.
Some of the
gun
instructors do it. It's not a requirement under the concealed weapons permit law.
I think that that's a good idea, personally. Yeah. Because, I mean, I've been in situations before where
sometimes it can be a little scary the way people are
handled. It's a little scary when they pick up that weapon and I go, you ever fired that before? Oh, no. Oh, okay.
So those are getting challenged quite a bit. We have around 2,300 permits in Shasta County.
You said that last time, and I thought, my gosh, I thought it was double that for some reason.
No, I think the highest is in the state of California is in the county of Kern. Kern County has around 4,000 permits.
Okay, 2,300. Okay, well, we've got to take a break here. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko. We're talking concealed carry, which is near and dear to many people's hearts. I know it's not so much even carrying. I think it's the right to have that.
The ability
to do that, and to have somebody just take it away from you or to make it so hard, you know, that it doesn't make sense, especially in this time when we're losing law enforcement people and we're turning loose criminals. Excuse me. Hey, this is Free Fire Radio.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip. You know, as a 3-time Winston Cup champion, now I know something about good machines. That's why, for my new home, I chose Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling. You see, to be the best, you've got to use the best. And a geothermal system from Water Furnace is the best way to heat and cool your home. It's efficient and reliable, plus it'll cut your energy bills by up to 60%. So call your local water furnace dealer today.
Like Darrell Waltrip says, a water furnace system is a winning combination of energy savings, exceptional comfort, and reliable performance. And with today's skyrocketing cost of electric rates and costly tiers, you could save up to 70% in heating, cooling, and hot water costs. Consider the smart switch to a geothermal comfort system or turbocharge your existing furnace with an add-on unit. For more information, see Crystal Air on the web at www.crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free-form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leia has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs.
from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time, you see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325. My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my two-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding is family-owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco is offering 20% off body labor for dings and dents with mention of this ad. So hurry in. This offer is for a limited time only. Also, the Ambassador Paint Service is just $299. That's right, only $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss these specials. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whenever you're uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding. 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles by us.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:15 in the morning on May the 18th. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Lea on Hartnell Avenue. You know, this is a man that you've got two eyes. You can put your eyes in this man's hands. I'm not kidding you. We did it. He took care of Linda's problem with that torn retina. They have an on-site lab there, glasses for the whole family, contact lenses, the latest design in progressive lenses. Dr. Joseph Lea, you know, when's the last time you had your eyes checked? You know, this is something that sneaks up on you. All of a sudden, it's just, gosh, you can't quite see as well. Gosh, what about at night? Go down and see Dr. Joseph Lea. I mean, we are recommending him. 223-2325. And we don't do that. You know, when we do these reads, it's because we know these people and we've dealt with them. And we just don't do live reads for people we don't know. 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Dr. Joseph Lea. I get carried away with these sometimes because...
So he'll keep an eye out for you?
Yeah, there's some other ones in here, too, we probably don't want to talk about. It has to do with the impregnator. I mean, I'm sorry, the governor.
That's right.
Sheriff Tom Basenko is our guest today. During the break, we talked a little bit about the budget, and you said, okay, little good news about it as far as what's going on right now.
At least here in Shasta County, with the loss of vehicle license fees, potential loss, Sheriff's Office, we were looking at about a $1.9 million deficit. And so with the CAO... They're looking at tapping into their savings account, a one-time, for about $1.2 million. We didn't fill a couple of positions. That helped for about $250,000. And then we came up with some other money, about $400,000, for the total of $1.9. So we're not being hit as bad. I was reading the news this morning. Sacramento PD is looking at laying off nearly 90 officers, about 167 total of staff. Sacramento County is looking at a lot of people. Merced County's looking at closing a jail, and it just goes on and on throughout the state. So here in Shasta County, we're doing...
Merced County's looking at shutting down the jail?
Yeah.
The whole jail?
A jail. I think he has more than one.
Okay.
So he's looking at shutting down a jail.
All right.
And so we're doing better than most counties. We're very conservative on trying not to spend money we don't have, and unlike the state or the federal government. And trying to do the best that we can with the resources and funding that we have available.
Well, look, I just want you to know is that the Free Fire Militia, we're all armed. We've got our little uniforms. We're ready to rock anytime you need it.
Cock blocked and ready to rock.
There we go. You know what? We carry in the ready position. Yeah, just like that. You know, we don't have as many rules as you have either, so don't worry about that there, Sheriff.
Back on CCWs, if a person is interested in obtaining one, they have to fill out about a 20-page application that's required by the state. And that's on our website at the Sheriff's Office, and you can download it and then fill it out. You have to take a course of instructions. Many gun shops and gun instructors offer them. And then you have to get fingerprinted and do a little background check. And that's about, for your first time CCW, which includes the fingerprinting
in the background and all that, and the class is around $320, $340 for all the fees. The majority of it goes to the staff, to the state, and to your instructor for the course. The first course is 16 hours.
Yeah. Now, and then they go through an interview with one of your people, too.
That's correct. One of our staff will interview the person.
And, you know, that's really important because I've gone through these interviews before, and it's, you know, he's very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I should say I guess friendly is a good word to use. But he asks the questions and he follows up. Right. And I imagine that every so often, I don't know, what would you say your percentage is for people that apply for a CCW?
Generally it's over 90% that get approved.
Okay.
And they kind of peruse through them. And instead of us, once you pay your fees,
mm-hmm.
that's non-refundable. But he'll look through your application ahead of time and it says, you know what, you were convicted of drunk driving 3 times in the last 4 years. You have a burglary that was dismissed. You're probably not going to pass the background, so you might want to save your money. So
that's why, because they'll look at them first before they put them in.
Right.
Well, that makes sense.
And so that helps out, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think, you know, and frankly, you know, I'm all for individual rights, but if somebody's going to carry a concealed weapon, as far as I'm concerned, they should go through a class. They should know how to use the weapon they're carrying
mm-hmm.
so that it doesn't become something like, oh, gee, the slide's locked back. What do I do now?
And it's a mindset also. You have a great deal of responsibility when you're carrying a weapon to use essentially lethal force. It's not something to pull out and wave around just to, quote, scare people away.
Right.
And so...
A
lot of responsibility when they're carrying concealed.
Well, next week we're going to have a gent by the name of Ted Leidy is going to be on, who is a NRA instructor, and he teaches the concealed carry.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's a retired sergeant major of the Army, command sergeant major. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about classes. We're also going to talk about security in the home, which I think is something that's very important,
mm-hmm.
especially since we're seeing the response time starting to inch upward.
Right. And if you have a number of weapons at home, we always encourage people you should have a gun safe, if you can afford that, to lock them up. A lot of homes getting burglarized. And then also if you have children in the home, secure the weapon.
Oh, absolutely.
Make it safe. There's a number of ways you can still have it accessible for the adults, but safe from children. And we don't want to have tragic accidents.
No, we've had too many. Okay, hey, we've got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, it's 8:20 in the morning right here on KCNR 1460. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk Rodeo Week. We're going to talk Marines. We're going to talk just a couple other things, too. This is Free Fire Radio.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door. And shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for 3 Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include Accent Care, Transition Senior Placement, Kirkwood Assisted Living, California Telephone Access Program, AARP, Reading Acupuncture, and State Farm with Scott Schumacher. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR.
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
This is John Lundberg with Circle N Heating and Air Conditioning. You're a faithful Cars customer, aren't you?
We've been bringing all of our vehicles, actually, personal and business, to Cars since 1993.
And how did you happen to first come to Cars?
I met Barb's at Northern Business Associates, so I had been using a different repair shop in town and decided to give them a try. Was dealt with very honestly, so I've been taking my vehicles there ever since.
How many vehicles do you bring?
About 7 vehicles. Foreign cars all the way down to trucks.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
I have lots of customers who are good, and when they need car repair, I always refer them to Cars.
And have you ever used our new concierge service?
Very convenient.
Thanks so much for taking our call today, John. We'll see you again soon at Cars.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, 8:24 in the morning of May the 18th. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite is a local company, puts in dish satellite. Doug Tooley's at 244-1988. Do not call that 800 number, my friends. Call a local number. It's local people putting it in. They guarantee the work. They've got great deals on HD and so many channels for a low price. And the money stays here, and he's one of ours, and he's a veteran of the 82nd Airborne. That's Doug Tooley at 244-1988. Our guest, Sheriff Tom DeSinko. And we were talking about concealed carry before classes, how important it is. The budget's getting a little bit, I mean, the county is not getting just going to be completely overrun because the budget is, they've got it under control.
They manage their budget much better than some of the other entities within the state.
So, let's talk about Rodeo Week. I'm getting ready to make some stuff.
Big
Rodeo
week.
Yep. There's a bunch of gunfire in the street coming right by
blank,
us here.
Blanks yesterday. From the Asphalt Cowboys bank robbery yesterday, and the lone stranger and sidekick are out and about. They're trying to solve the case, and there's clues on... in the newspaper and on various news outlets here in the town,
well,
and
we
there's
read
some
this.
Loot.
Yeah, well, we read these during the show, and I'll read it again before the show's over, but then we make a commercial on a spot that plays all day long on the on our station so people can hear it several more times if they haven't got it there, too.
I think tonight is the chili cook-off down at the rodeo grounds.
Are you going to be involved in that?
Not tonight. I have another commitment I have to go to, but I'll be cooking pancakes on Friday morning. That starts at 5 a.m., and then on Thursday and Friday and Saturday is the Reading Rodeo, and we are very, very fortunate to have the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard that will be bringing in the colors for the rodeo each day, and very, very lucky to have them. They had their choice of going to another city or a county for an event, and they chose Shasta County. And
they did.
I was letting some of my Marine Corps friends know about that if they wanted to come down for a photo op on Thursday.
At 3 o'clock?
At 3 o'clock down at the rodeo grounds.
Now, also on Friday at noontime at the Turtle Bay Cafe down there, Linda and I are hosting the Color Guard.
Oh, wow.
And hosting the Color Guard. But Joe Catania is opening it up for anybody that wants to come down there and meet them down there in a real nice place. We're not buying sandwiches for everybody, of course, but you know, but it gives a chance for you know for the Marines to see the bridge and for people to come by down
enjoy
just
the
to
North
say
State.
Hello, yeah, just to say hello to them.
And, well, they'll find out how veteran friendly we are in Shasta County.
Well, you know, they're getting in here tonight, and if you realize when they get in tonight that there's a street dance going on,
yeah.
So I just you know, and I'm sure that when they come in, there's going to be people to take care of them because and then they've got the rodeo tomorrow they're in. And then the parade and
big parade on Saturday.
Yeah, and then after that, unfortunately, after the last rodeo, they have to take off and go.
Well, if anything, if they're, you know, I haven't even seen them before, but I know that they're going to be spectacular and be really wired tight for their precision, probably of bringing the colors in. Also on Saturday, probably Chief Hansen has talked to you about it before. Is Cops and Rodders, which
That's
is a,
right.
a car show down in the Caldwell Park, Lake Reading Park.
Uh-huh.
And it helps the Reading PD K-9 program, and that's after the rodeo parade. So you can have a full day of parade, cops and rodders, some nice hot rods, and then later on take in the rodeo.
taking the rodeo. Come on up and join us up in Selma's, too. For a party going on up there. The pancake breakfast is going to be great. We're going to be on location that day.
I'm doing
a remote. And also the chili cook-off I'm judging tonight.
You're a chili judge.
Now I'm a chili judge tonight, so if you don't see me tomorrow, there's a good reason for
chili
it.
Chili connoisseur.
Right. Okay, now there's we got a couple minutes left. Here's some questions rolling through here. I think you've kind of already answered this one, but let's just let me go to this other one. Sheriff, where is the sheriff's office going to move to when the state builds or when they build a new courthouse?
Good question. We don't know yet. We're looking at a number of buildings, or the county is looking at a number of buildings around the Reading area. It has to be centrally located, be able to house us, and secure parking. So there's a lot of things that kind of restrict it down for law enforcement.
Okay, so we're not sure where it's going to go to.
Right? No.
Okay, an acceptable good cause in Shasta County for issuance of a CCW.
A good example might be comply with the law, personal protection, and protection of others.
I think I've seen that before.
Quite possibly.
Could be. What the sheriff's saying is it's common sense.
Right. You have to be of good moral character. That was part of the lawsuit, arguing that that's pretty subjective. And then basically be a law-abiding citizen. And we look at it. Maybe you've never been arrested, but if we've been up at a person's house a dozen times for maybe drunkenness and fighting, that may not be a good situation to have a CCW.
Right. Okay. Okay, we've got about a minute left here before we have to take our break.
Any other questions on it?
Well, we've got some, because it's going to take a little bit longer when we get back into the side. So let me give the clue one more time for the Lone Strangers. Here it is. Edward Scissorhands and Charlie Krueger could come into play. The asphalt cowboy cops will ruin their day. And where the loot is, it's never on private property. Remember that. Now, millions of dollars spent for a hiding place. At night, it gives you no time to pace. Don't look at the obvious. It has its own concrete grace. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Sheriff Tom Pasinko is our guest. We're going to take a break for the news. We're going to come back. We've got a number of questions here for the sheriff. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It is 8:30, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Cargo traffic blocked yesterday around Natchez, Mississippi, is on the go again on the swollen Mississippi River, backed up with more than just water.
A lot of traffic, slow-moving traffic, current over power, some barges and stuff like that, so you got to be very vigilant.
He captains a steamboat on the river, parts of which had been closed yesterday to ease the pressure on levees. While in orbit, shuttle astronaut Mark Kelly also has his attention on his wife's skull surgery today in Houston. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords continuing to recover from the January shooting.
Mark's been unbelievably performing on orbit. You know, if you didn't know any of that was going on, you wouldn't have any idea that, you know, those kind of things are going on in his personal life.
NASA Flight Director Gary Horlacher. The Endeavour astronauts boarded the International Space Station after arriving there this morning. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Wind River Casino has delivered by continuing the trend of bringing back what you asked for. We are excited to bring back an array of appetizing specials inside Elements Restaurant. It is our privilege to gently influence your well-being by providing new and delicious expressions to delight and nourish you. We invite you to come in and enjoy a delicious meal. The lineup includes an all-you-can-eat breakfast and lunch buffet. Don't forget to ask your server about our daily lunch specials, nightly dinner specials, and our delicious dessert tray. So come in and relax as you enjoy what our new menu has to offer. Whether it is breakfast, lunch, or dinner that you crave, Elements Restaurant offers something special for everyone. We proudly serve the freshest ingredients that are indigenous to the California region. Indulge your senses at Elements Restaurant inside Wind River Casino. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For current menus and prices, check out our website at windriver.com. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's on assignment today. It's May the 18th, right in the middle of Rodeo Week, and we're having a great time. Hey, you can call us at 530-605-4567 if you've got a question for the sheriff. I'm getting a lot of chat questions, but if you want to talk to him mano a mano, and this is the way to do it, call in. He's ready. You know, he's got that vest on. He's got his pistol and in a ready to move position. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. You know, great haircuts, great prices. They give discounts to veterans. Great conversation in there. You're not going to get pedicures or manicures. This is man's last stronghold, my friends. I'm not kidding. That's what it says, and I believe it. I know it's true because that's where I go to get my haircut. Bad Bob goes there, too.
And in fact, yes.
In fact, yes, and they trim his beard up, and they trim the hair on his head, and they've taken the weed whacker out to all that hair on his back.
But they still,
gets a little scary, though.
They still do the hot cream around the ears for shaving?
Yes. I tell you what, is that great or what? I mean, where else are you going to find this? Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, our guest, Tom Basenko. They're talking some of the questions on here about, you know, moving again. Would it be, and you've kind of already answered this, you don't know what would happen on
don't
this.
Don't know where it is, but it'll be a temporary move, temporary being defined as like 5 or 6 years, because they have to, we have to move out, they have to destroy the building where we're at, have to build a courthouse, court has to move, and then eventually the plan is for us and probation to move back into the present courthouse when the courts move out into the new $200 million plus courthouse.
Well, you know, you've got that third floor of the jail. You could always use.
Yeah, that only holds 120 people, but I'd rather have prisoners in there.
Wouldn't we all? When we talk about, let's go back and talk just a little bit about Rodeo Week, because we got one. Uh-huh. We have the top puncher.
Yeah, that's right. Gordon Bach.
And how much trouble? No, I shouldn't say trouble. That is the wrong word. Cancel that. How much excitement is it for the sheriff and the police during Rodeo Week here?
Actually, it's pretty low-key. Most of it's all within the city of Redding, but the Asphalt Cowboys coordinate with the police on the mock bank robbery day. And, of course, we have to close down several blocks of what we call Roaring Gulch down around the Cascade Theater. And that's where the pancake breakfast is held on Friday from 5 to 10 o'clock, Gordon?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. We'll serve about 10,000 people. Pancakes, sausage, and all the fixins. No eggs.
You watch your sheriff there. I've watched you flip pancakes before.
I've flipped a couple.
You know what? You've got a job someplace else if you ever decide to quit sheriffing. The other thing I'm looking at is, you know, a lot of people come in.
I mean, thousands of people come in for this rodeo. A lot of the bars are staying open, and is there more than average?
I'm sure when you get a big influx of people into the community and people drink a little bit, you're going to have some upticks in DUIs. The big thing is to drink responsibly. Use a designated driver. If you choose to drink, don't drive. Call a taxi. Call a friend, but don't drive.
Okay, and but you don't have like massive problems or anything.
Not usually. Usually the rodeo might have a fight, but we try and they have security there. We try and keep a quell on that. There's a lot of police officers there, but you get usually when you get a bunch of people in one area, you could have a little disturbance.
Sure. I remember when I lived in New Mexico, there was a lot of cowboys and dance halls and places, and this one dance hall used to have fights all the time. I mean, all the time, and they made a new rule:
no fighting.
No hats.
No hat. Oh, somebody gets their hat.
No hats.
Yeah.
And you cannot wear your hat into this club. And this was a big club down in Albuquerque. They said it cut the fights down by 80%. And I'm thinking to myself, why would that cut? And the reason I know about it is because we went in there to do the Toys for Tots. And my Marines are in uniform with their covers on. And the bouncer says, you can't come in there with those hats on.
That was kind of a little bit of a line in the sand.
Line in the sand, I don't understand that either, because a line in the sand, the wind shifts that. And as soon as the manager walked out, a former Marine, he told the bouncer, you might want to let these guys in. But that's what they said, and it stopped a lot of the fights. Now, I have no idea why that would be, or if this was just him just telling me that. Okay, we've got to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to be talking more about the possible release of more people back into our society here. The prison dump. And that, how appropriate is that name?
That's
the prison
what could
dump.
Happen.
There you go. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:40 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Be on the lookout for the lone stranger and sidekick robbing a local bank and hiding the loot. You can win cash just by listening to the clues and unmasking those scoundrels. Wednesday is the street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Saturday morning, it's parade time in downtown Reading starting at 10 a.m. Thursday is the start of the 63rd annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday events are still on sale now at the Reading Convention Center box office by phone at 225-4130 or online at readingconventioncenter.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action along with entertainment from the One-Armed Bandit, the Budweiser Clydesdales, Feral Man Crash Cooper, and, of course, Bull Riding. Get ready, Reading. It's rodeo time. Get your tickets to all the rodeo action at the Reading Convention Center box office.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Furniture for life, Kubler's Furniture. Everything we do is all about you.
You love your home and you love to improve it. So get into Kubler's Furniture for the Love Your Home sale. You'll love the great savings during this sale, and you'll find great brand names like Broyhill. Love your bedroom and a great night's sleep with a queen mattress set from Simmons, starting at $399. Love your living room with a gorgeous plush sofa from Broyhill for $719. Love 1 year same as cash upon credit approval with minimum payments. It's time to love your home and hurry into Kubler's Furniture. Choose from the vast selection of in-stock merchandise that that will enhance the home you love. Go to Facebook and like Kubler's to be entered for weekly prize drawings.
Kubler's Furniture. Furniture for life.
Love your home and great pricing during this sale at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery. 1894 Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sales. See store for details.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah. Carl's still in the building. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:43 in the morning, May the 18th, right in the middle of Rodeo Week. Tonight, chili cook-off, quick draw contest, and a street dance. It's going to be some great times tonight. And, you know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. And talking about a great time, there's a place to go to, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee. Buy deluxe and exotic coffee beans from there. You get those cigars for out there dancing tonight. And they have a meeting room. In fact, they're using the meeting room tonight to give classes right there. All at 2143 Hilltop Drive at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley give discounts to veterans, and they support our community. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basenko. And, Tom, we're going to talk about two things here. One is a bunch of questions in here about 215s and getting a concealed carry permit.
And for those that listeners that don't know what 215 is, they're referring to Proposition 215, which is medical marijuana. And one of the questions on the concealed weapons permit application is something like, do you use controlled substances or illegal substances? And under the law, marijuana is still illegal and under state law and under federal law. So if they answer that question, they could be denied a concealed weapons permit.
Okay. And they can also, in some cases, not even buy a weapon because of that.
That's
question.
Correct, because there's a question on the paperwork that you fill out, a dealer record of sale for the state and feds. It says basically, do you use controlled substances or are you addicted to them? And if they answer that honestly, they could be denied a purchase for a weapon.
Yeah, I know that's come up several times.
It has, even here locally.
So if you are a 215 card holder, plank holder, then your chance of getting a CCW go down very dramatically.
Correct.
All right. Prison dump.
Prison dump. Effective July 1, the governor's AB 109 realignment bill goes into effect. Part of that is to release low-level offenders back to the counties, and low-level parolees become the responsibility of the counties. And then someone sentenced to less than 3 years could be the responsibility of the counties versus going to state prison. So all the big questions is, where do you put them when we don't have room in our jail or a floor if it's closed? And that's repeated throughout California. Who's going to supervise them and who pays the cost? The counties. I know of one county sheriff, the corrections department, CDCR, canceled his contracts for low-level offenders that he houses, and he'll be laying off 16 correctional officers and closing a portion of his jail as a result of that because they'll become his responsibility and no money to pay for it. The governor is claiming and has given us his word that he will not allow that to happen unless it's properly funded. So we're going to see what happens. I've had some of my staff in meetings in Sacramento with other sheriffs, the Association of Counties, Chiefs of Police, Probation Officers, and it was kind of a mess last week when they were having that meeting because basically CDCR is saying, hey, it's going to happen, and this is what we're going to do. So there's going to be some differences of opinion.
Well, you know, the whole thing is, and here's a scary thing. We've had both Nielsen and LaMoffa on the last week. Senator LaMoffa was on yesterday, and he's talking about this, you know, there's so many other things that we could talk about, but just put specifically for our law enforcement, is they could give money the first time or for a while, and then that money dries up, and you've got them. Well, then what happens? Oh, we've got them. Now what happened to that money?
There are some reasonable things to presume. It will impact public safety because more criminals are going to be returned to the counties. They won't be supervised as well because the counties have taken their hits in probation, sheriff, and district attorney's office. There's going to be, somebody's tweeting there. There's going to be an impact for the DA's office and public defender in the courts. And all at a time when you're seeing less public safety, less officers on the street. So that's not a good combination. We can expect that there could be more crime associated with more criminals being in the county.
This whole thing is just like a perfect storm again.
It's a mess. There's a little bit of a relief because the state, quote, found about $6.5 billion in unidentified revenues. So that's going to help reduce the deficit. I think the deficit now, they say, is around $10.5 billion. So that may lessen the cuts that they have to make.
Yeah, but, you know, they're looking at pushing that into the education side of it.
Right.
And we are still, even with the cuts, and they find that we're still $9.5 billion short. And you know, parts of the cuts are, you know, turning loose these, you know, people on us. You know, I just find this whole thing, and then they want to raise taxes or keep taxes to where they are, their fees, for 5 years without telling us that, okay, well, we did this before. Where'd that money go to? And how is this going to do it? How is this going to work exactly?
California is one of several states that are the highest taxed in the nation. And I believe New York is one of the others. And I think we have to learn to live within our means. If you don't have the revenue or income, you have to have some cuts somewhere.
Oh, yeah. That's
but
true. Just like real people.
Yeah. The state hasn't learned that. They continue to make programs that have funding concerns.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got the top puncher here from Asphalt Cowboys. We're going to put him on for a second and talk a little bit about the rodeo and then finish up with Tom here. All right. Carl and the Bot. It's 8:50 in the morning on May the 18th of Rodeo Week. And this is Free Fire Radio.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, owner of Adamson's Peak Performance. Small group personal training. I'm reading it right here. Boring machines are out and toys are in.
Absolutely. This is a 30-minute intense workout for people of all ages, all fitness levels. It's fun and it's over in 30 minutes.
Come to the sessions you want. No scheduling is necessary?
No scheduling. We offer personal training sessions through the day. You choose the one that you want to come to, as many as you want, for one easy monthly fee.
And the monthly fee is?
$99 a month. Gets you a membership and unlimited training.
Can you just imagine? That is like the best thing going.
It's our best value.
$99 a month. You get to have unlimited small group training with a group of people.
It's fun. It's challenging. You'll get stronger. You'll lose body fat. You'll increase your core strength. Your cardiovascular system gets an immense workout.
That's Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yak.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Springwater. Naturally the best.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, I walk back down
No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Let's go to talk weather one more time here, Bad Bob.
Actually, we're going to let our sheriff read off the weather report.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Sure.
Carl, you can do the commercial.
There you go.
You know, today we could have a chance of showers in the early morning hours, and we're going to have a high of 71 with winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles an hour, and only a 30% chance of rain, though. And you could see a stray thunderstorm. And, Carl, you were telling me about there might be a funnel cloud watch on the what you got through the emergency alert system in another county nearby.
That was last night.
They saw
a funnel-shaped cloud, but there wasn't a house in it. Nope, there was no house in it. Nobody's singing ding-dong. The witch is dead.
And then tomorrow we're going to have sunny skies, and so we should have clear skies for the rodeo and the Asphalt Cowboys breakfast. And I think we have the top puncher here, Gordon Bach.
Gordon, good morning.
Bright and early, I'm here.
Okay, so we're talking about tonight. We've got the chili cook-off at 5 p.m., and it's going to start. That's when it starts, setup time, but we're going to start the judging at 6. I'm going to be down there. And then, of course, the quick draw contest, and then the street dance.
The street dance is pretty fun. Not that we've taken it from downtown out to the rodeo grounds. We can kind of keep a better look on the crowd and keep a better feel for what's going on. The shootout, I'd encourage everybody to come and get involved in that. It only takes $1 to enter. You bring your own revolver, a 38 special, or a 22, and you, with your entry fee of $1, we'll give you the ammunition to do that. Everybody's welcome. And there's a cell phone shootout that's very crowded.
Don't bring your own ammo.
By a young girl. No, don't bring your own ammo.
Do not bring your own ammo. It's just tacky.
We do have almost 20 entries in the chili contest, and that should go up by about 10 more before the day's over.
Gordon, what's been the most exotic chili you've seen over the years?
I guess there was one last year that had beans in it. We have to have beans in it because you call it chili beans, but it was green.
Green chili.
It was all in green sauce, yeah.
Kind of like green ham and eggs.
Right. It was wonderful.
Well,
though.
That's chili,
wonderful.
That could be chili verde.
Chili verde, yeah.
Now, here's my only rule I usually have is I cannot... You know, you've got to be able to breathe after you take the bite. You know, you've got to be able to breathe. Take that one breath. It cannot take it and burn your, you know, burn your esophagus out in your first bite.
Is there some chili that has to be in lead encased crucibles? It's so hot.
Well, I just know with the judges, they'll have plenty of carbonated refreshment around to
might be some adult beverages.
Put that out. There might be.
Okay. All right. So you know, I don't know. I had an email sent to me years ago about a chili contest, and somebody from New York that was a judge. If you've seen, I mean, I can't even think about it without laughing about how he takes a bite. The other two judges are there from Texas, and they're saying it's bland, and he's laying on the ground screaming that it's burned a hole.
There's an actual way to properly test chili for the judging contest and clearing your palate. Well, you have to take a little bit in, and then it should have a little bit of a afterburn coming on slowly, mm-hmm. and then you have to clear your palate with some saltines and then rinse so you go to the next chili to taste it there. We got a printout. I was a chili contest judge one year, and they had a printout for the judges to help them along.
Okay. Slamming a beer doesn't help?
Yeah, that leaves a taste for the next chili.
Is there going to be beer provided to the judges? I just want to know.
There will be some sort of extinguishing refreshment available to all the judges.
20 entries, though.
And we should be over 20 by the end of the day.
Wow.
We should be.
This is going to hurt.
Great. And a dance?
And a dance and a street dance.
And a shootout?
Double take band. Really good band. We always have a good time. And we can stay a little later than what we did when we were downtown. It just seems to be a little
better
party.
And a quick draw contest.
And a quick draw contest.
And what's the cell phone shootout?
The cell phone shootout is something that we had one of the telephone manufacturers, the people that sell telephones, come down. And they kind of take over the whole thing. But it involves three or four telephones sitting on a table, and they put up a number, and the first telephone that gets dialed that number wins that round. And it's very populated by very, very quick girls in high school. They're amazing. Both of their thumbs go so fast, but it's real fun, and it makes sure somebody else gets involved and has more fun,
great.
Too.
Oh, that's great. Now, seeing I've lost control of this whole show, let's talk about... Okay, we're just excited about it and being part of this because we love this. I mean, this is part of, you see the rodeo, and this is part of, in part of Reading and the North State, and, a little bit sadder note of paying honor to our young soldier last week, but that's also part of the way the North State is and Reading is. And then today, coming in this evening, is going to be the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. They're going to be arriving tonight, so they should be there for at least part of the dance. So
we'll they'll be here for a lot of that, Carl. Well, you mentioned it. They called me last night and said, hey, we're in Woodland. We're staying in Woodland, so we're going to leave for early in the morning and be up there Wednesday.
Oh, they should be up here by noon. Though.
Yeah, so anytime. And I just told them, call me when you're close, and I'll meet you.
That's great. Okay. That's super. And then they're going to be on our show tomorrow morning.
Yes, they will.
As will be Congressman Wally Herger. So we're going to have the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard will be on, and then Congressman Herger right after them on Thursday. So it's going to be a big day, big night for everybody here. Anything else about the Sheriff? Last thoughts here. I know you've got a lot of stuff going on your computer there. That, uh-huh. you know, fighting crime.
Right, sir. That's right.
Last thoughts here. In a minute.
Enjoy the rodeo. Enjoy rodeo week. If you choose to drink, drink responsibly and don't drive. When you're at home, make sure you're locking up your home, your cars, to help reduce thefts and burglaries, because there's a lot of crooks out there that want to take possession of your property.
Okay, sure. You know, Yellow Cab, by the way, is a good person to call. And, you know, you might want to give them a call at Yellow Cab. What else? Gordon? I know this is, you know, that you're not going to sleep until this thing's over on Saturday evening at some point. And we've got, you know, with the rodeo and then the parades and everything that's going on. You know, it looks like it's been a big success so far.
So far, so good. And I just want to say that our job is to promote the rodeo, and I really want to see everybody there to make sure we do our job.
You know, all the clues for the Lone Strangers and where the loot is played throughout the day right here on KCNR. We just do a regular spot, and you can listen to it all through the day and go back and start thinking about it. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Thank you for listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.